It doesn't happen an awful lot to me that I'm doing something else and I have to get informed by another person how well my favorite team's doing, because it's kind of my gig to watch sports. And with smartphones, it's so easy to figure out, like, if you have any number of apps, whether it's the, you know, SB Nation app or ESPN app or Yahoo app, whatever it is, it's so easy to get scores these days that even if you can't be in a position where you're watching the game or tracking, like, you can always pull out your phone and say, like, okay, the Panthers are getting their butts kicked by the Falcons right now. Like, it's really easy to do that. For whatever reason, Ben Affleck went into a sit-down interview promoting his new movie, The Accountant, which in trailers it looks like he's an assassin. I'm not really sure the rest of the backstory, but that's what it kind of appears to me. Anyways, it's on a Sunday, this past Sunday, and he asks the lady who's sitting down next to him about to conduct the interview about the Patriots and the Bills game, and she tries to pull that out. Do you really want to know?
You have the scores of the football games on that thing by any chance?
I do, and I don't know if you want me to tell you what it is.
Uh-oh.
Do you?
Well, yes, I do want you to tell me.
Buffalo's winning 16-0.
Buffalo's winning 16-0?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm sorry.
In the third quarter?
Fourth.
In the fourth?
Yeah.
Okay, Rex wait, Ryan? So,
okay. Rex Ryan? You gotta be kidding me. Hey, I'll admit that caught me off guard. Like, what they were able to do, scoring 27 points on a Houston Texans defense that, let's be honest, has been better than the Bills defense through three or four games this season. The fact that they were able to do that, 27-0. And then they would turn around, have a long week, right? Because they were going from Thursday to the next Sunday, have extra time to prepare for the Bills, same venue in Foxborough, and they wouldn't even score. Like, that. That was the most surprising result of all of last week in football. Like, the fact that they wouldn't get in the end zone. And the power running game with LeGarrette Blount has worked really well for the Patriots all season. And the Bills were able to shut that down for the most part. And it probably helps that the Patriots were starting a third string rookie quarterback with, like, ligament damage in his throwing thumb. Like, that might have helped that it was Brissett and not Garoppolo or Brady. But I still maintain that the fact that Belichick was able to stretch three wins out of that four-game stretch without Brady and without having another quarterback that had starting experience, and at times without Gronkowski and without Rob Ninkovich, one of their better players on defense, when you put that whole picture together, regardless of how the four-game stretch ended, the fact that they were able to go 3-1, incredible. I will still layer on the hyperbole when talking about how good Bill Belichick is. I won't allow one result to deter me, right? Everyone, and I said this yesterday, everyone has this notion that Rex Ryan is better than most against Belichick, and he's 5-11 against Belichick, right? I mean, that's kind of average against Bill Belichick. The average Patriots season is probably like 12-4 over the past 10 or 15 years. So I guess the fact that Rex Ryan is 5-11, he's average, right? Or marginally better if you want to go glass half full. But he has not been dominant against Bill Belichick. It hasn't even been close to being a peer, right? It's not average. It's not like he's 8-8 against him. That would be impressive. He's 5-11. But that one, like I said, surprised me. The fact that 16 points would beat the Patriots in Foxborough, and the fact that they wouldn't even score. Now, that was pretty funny from Ben Affleck, but that was unintended humor. That was just him being salty about finding out his favorite team lost. You know, the interesting thing is, too, he was looking at his smartphone, too. Like, bruh, how do you not have Twitter? How do you not have one of those apps that gives you the score? Like, how is that even possible in 2016? Someone tell Ben Affleck how to use his phone. But he did a video with Matt Damon and Tom Brady to raise money for a couple of different charities, Brady's TB12 Foundation, apparently water.org, helping people get clean water across the world. So this is for a very good cause, but they had him and Matt Damon arguing about who is better friends with Tom Brady, and it actually turned out to be pretty funny.
Let's ask T-Bone who he's better friends with.
That's not his nickname.
T-Bone?
That's not his nickname.
I'm starting it.
Hey, guys.
It's a nickname I'm starting. I think it's going to catch fire.
You're going to name him after a steak. Why not call him Prime Rib?
Why don't we just ask him who he pointed to after he threw that touchdown in New Orleans and looked at him and was like, you're the one. And gave the double wink to in the audience. Who that
we
was
were
that?
Sitting right behind his parents.
Yeah, he pointed at me first, and then I think he gestured to his parents.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I'll ask Tom all about that when we go get his half of our matching tattoo.
You got that tattoo 4 years ago. When are you going to admit he's never going to get his half?
He will, and when he gets it, we're going to press our arms together, and it's going to make a special symbol, and it's going to be majestic and beautiful, and it's going to be just for us, and you're going to be so jealous.
Guys. Hey.
Hey, Tom. Oh,
hey, Tom.
Hey. Hey, Tommy.
Tom,
what's
T-bone.
Up? T-bone. Yeah, don't.
Touchdown, Tommy.
I think the matching tattoo is my favorite part of that. It's going to be majestic. I want to know if they actually wrote that or if they just ad-libbed a bunch of stuff. Because I feel like it felt so natural they probably ad-libbed it. Not that they would actually try to call him T-bone because that's a lame nickname. But it's funny. They also talked about how magnificent his chin is.
Maybe we should also mention how we shouldn't stare at Tom's chin.
Okay, because I did that once and that's all you ever talk about?
I did it once. It was so weird. It was like people didn't understand what you were staring at. I mean, it's just a chin. It's a man's chin. There's a little bit of a, come to think of it, and not unlike my chin, really, in some ways.
Let me tell you something. If your chin was anything like Tom's, that Batman movie of yours would have made about $4 billion. Because that's the only part recognizable of you, is that big, ugly chin. Tommy's a superhero.
And that was initially my problem with Ben Affleck playing Batman after Christian Bale, right? Is the one thing that's visible and you have one of the most famous chins in the entire world. Like if Bruce Wayne were actually a real person and he had Ben Affleck's face, the Batman costume would be the worst idea ever, right? Let's pick the most noticeable feature that he has and let's leave it the only one that is like visible to the entire world. Let's put it on display. Oh, no one's ever going to be able to figure it out except for that highly noticeable chin, both of them have it. That was my problem with it. Also, I didn't watch it. I heard it sucked.